God bless you. It's great to be with you today. And I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, and social media. And you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. But I'd like to start with something funny. And I heard about this husband and wife. They'd been arguing for a long time about who should make the coffee in the morning. The husband thought it was the wife's job, but she just didn't agree. After several heated debates, she finally told him, "I can prove to you from the Bible that it's the man's job to make the coffee." He said, "What are you talking about? There's nothing in the Bible about the man making the coffee." She said, "Sure there is." She opened the Bible and turned to the book of Hebrews. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about your super bloom season. There was a story on the news about all the rain in parts of California last winter. Places that normally have a dozen inches a year had that much in just a few days. Month after month, there was all this record-breaking rainfall. It was causing all kinds of damage, mudslides, flash flooding, people having to evacuate. They would get through one big storm, then a couple of weeks later, another one even bigger. But when springtime rolled around, something unusual happened. All across the fields and mountainsides, where it was normally grass and weeds, there were flowers blossoming everywhere. It was the most beautiful, colorful sight. It looked like a postcard. They call it a super bloom. Because of the record-breaking rainfall, seeds that had been dormant for years began to blossom. We were driving, pulled over to look. The whole mountainside was filled with bright yellow flowers, purples and pinks, like something you'd never seen. It was so distinct, they could see it on satellite images from space. All the rain caused trouble, hardship, but without that excessive rain, there would have never been a super bloom. It's the same principle in life. We all have rain, difficulties. Sometimes there's a downpour. It's one thing after another, trouble at work, go through a loss, child is off course, dealing with a health issue. Thoughts will tell you, this is the way it's always gonna be. You'll always struggle, always have heartache, always be lonely. No, all that rain is a sign that a super bloom is coming. You're about to blossom. You're gonna see favor, opportunities, relationships that you could have never seen without the rain. We don't like the rain. It's uncomfortable. They walked away. A contract fell through. But the rain is necessary. There are seeds in you that will only open up by going through excessive rain. The rain seems like a setback, but really it's setting you up for greater levels. On the other side of that difficulty is favor that you've never seen. Now, it may be raining in your life now. You're doing your best to stay faithful. But nothing's getting better. You're tempted to get discouraged, accept that it will never work out. No, get ready, there's a super bloom in your future. You're gonna come out of that lack into abundance, into overflow, into supernatural provision. You're gonna see God doing what only He can do. Or maybe that sickness, it looks permanent, but things are about to turn in your favor. You're gonna come out into good health, into energy, into vitality. You're gonna come out of that loneliness into great relationships, happy, fulfilled. Or out of that depression, out of anxiety, into joy, peace, and victory. Don't let the rain fool you. That's not how your story ends. There may be flooding now. There's heartache, disappointment, loss. It's not letting up. Have the right perspective. Father, thank you that this rain is leading to a super bloom, that I'm about to flourish, that I'm about to blossom, that my best days are still in front of me. This report talked about how in the super bloom, all these flower seeds that had been lying dormant in the ground for years. They were healthy, full of life, had beautiful flowers in them. They just needed the excessive water to keep deep down in the earth so they could germinate and come to life. There are seeds in all of us that are lying dormant, promises that we were standing on, believing to come to pass, but it's been so long, things haven't worked out, we went through a disappointment, now we don't think it could happen. We may have given up, but that seed is still alive. Researchers have found seeds that were 2,500 years old in an Egyptian tomb. They planted the seeds and they came to life. They blossomed hundreds of years later. Prayers are seeds that we've sown. We prayed and asked God for our dreams and asked Him to turn situations around. When it hasn't happened on our timetable, often we quit believing. We think it's not meant to be, but those seeds are still alive. There are prayers that your parents and grandparents prayed. They believed, they were faithful, but they never saw them come to pass. Those seeds are still in your family line. God put the vision in them. They could see it, but it was for the next generation. My father talked about how one day he was going to get the summit for Lakewood. That's what this place was originally called. He had it in his spirit, but he never saw it happen. 25 years later, long after he was gone, we acquired the Compaq Center. How did it happen? Through excessive rain, through lawsuits, through opposition, through trouble. But on the other side of that difficulty was a super bloom. A seed that had been dormant came to life. You're sitting in a super bloom. You're sitting in the favor of God. You're sitting in a building that was birthed out of opposition. At times, it looked impossible. The opponents were bigger, they were stronger, but the rain is not how your story ends. The rain is waking up the seeds of greatness, seeds of abundance, seeds of opportunity. The enemy sent the rain to harm you, but it's going to backfire. God's going to use it to promote you, to cause you to blossom, to go further than you've dreamed, to open doors bigger than you've imagined, to entrust you with resources, influence, favor, that your family has never seen. But the only way to have a super bloom is to have excessive rain, things you don't understand, people that did you wrong, the house didn't go through, you have this medical problem. You'll be tempted to complain, discourage, give up on that dream. Well, that rain is not working against you. It's setting you up for your super bloom. It's waking up the seeds that were lying dormant. It's going to bring to life opportunity, breakthroughs, healing, abundance. You're going to step into houses that you didn't build, vineyards that you didn't plant. That's those generational blessings, blessings that your loved ones prayed for, but they never saw. You're going to bloom in ways that you've never imagined. The medical report said you wouldn't get well, but now look at you. You're healthy and whole. Look like you'd always struggle. Then one good break, one contract, one opportunity, and you have overflow, abundance. Or you thought it was too late to accomplish your dream, to write the book, to start the business, to build the house. Then things started falling into place. New doors opened. The right people showed up. Supernatural provision. What happened? You came into a super bloom. The rain stopped and the seeds came to life. You blossomed. You saw levels that you would have never seen without the excessive rain. One expert talked about how in order to have a super bloom, the conditions had to be just right. What's interesting is California had been in one of the top three droughts in their history. People had to conserve water, not run their sprinklers. It was inconvenient, a hardship. But during the drought, something unusual was happening. Most of the weeds and grass that normally filled the mountainsides had died off. That made room for these flower seeds that were buried deeper underground to receive the water and come to life. Had there not been a drought, but just excessive rain, these flower seeds wouldn't have germinated. The perfect conditions for the super bloom was a dry season followed by excessive rain. God was showing us a pattern. Many times before our super bloom, there's a dry season, a drought. Nothing good's happening, no favor, no promotion. Things are slow. It's tempting to quit believing. God, where are you? Why isn't this changing? Well, God hasn't forgotten about you. The drought is all a part of his plan. It's making room for the new things he's about to do. Stay faithful in the dry seasons. Without the drought, you can't have a super bloom. Without delays, things that are taking longer than you thought, you won't see the fullness of what God has in store. But you would think the perfect conditions for a super bloom was good weather, sunshine, the right amount of rain, a little fertilizer. It's just the opposite. To have a super bloom, you have to have a drought followed by excessive rain. A drought's bad enough. This is slow. I feel stuck in my career. Nothing's changing in my health. My child's still off course. If the drought doesn't discourage us, then here comes the excessive rain. Trouble at work, a pandemic, a friend turned on you. You lost a loved one. Man, when it rains, it pours. But when you understand how God works, that the dry season, the excessive rain, that's all leading you to a super bloom. That's how those seeds of increase, seeds of abundance, seeds of new levels are going to take root. The drought is not permanent. The excessive rain may feel like it's going to flood you, like you're going to go under, but God has you in the palm of his hand. He said you'll go through the floods and not be drowned. You'll go through the dry seasons and not be harmed. It may seem odd, but that's a perfect condition for a super bloom. The dry season, the excessive rain, it's not setting you back. It's setting you up to flourish, to blossom, to see greater favor, greater joy, greater resources, greater influence. Now, the key is what kind of attitude do we have in the dry seasons when it's slow? We're not seeing any progress. Or in the excessive rain, you go through one struggle and something else hits. It's easy to complain, get bitter. God, it's not fair. Now you have to dig your heels in and say, God, I trust you. I know you wouldn't have allowed this if it wasn't working for me. Yes, I'm in a drought. Yes, I have these challenges, but I believe a super bloom is coming, that I will blossom in my family, blossom in my health, blossom in my relationships. This is what happened with Joseph. God put a dream in his heart that he would be in leadership, and that he would do great things. That seed was planted, but it didn't come to pass without opposition. You can't reach your full potential without delays and setbacks and people that turn on you. The Apostle Paul said, a wide door of opportunity is open and there are many adversaries. It'd be much easier if God gave us the dream and then just brought it to pass, made everything easy. But we would never grow. We would never develop our spiritual muscles, and we'd never learn to really trust him. In the difficult times is where you show God what you're made of. That's where you prove that you can handle the blessing, handle the favor, that you're not going to let the disappointments, the bad breaks, the people that come against you convince you to live bitter and give up on your dreams. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him, and they threw him into a pit. They eventually sold him as a slave. His whole world was turned upside down. He went from having this exciting dream, being his father's favorite child, to living in a foreign land, against his will, didn't speak the language, betrayed by his brothers. But Joseph didn't get bitter. He didn't say, God, it's not fair. You said I was going to do great things. He understood that God was still in control, that the setback wasn't his final destination, that what God promised would still come to pass. He was in charge of Potiphar's house. He was an Egyptian army officer. He was being his best, excelling, taking care of things, when Potiphar's wife lied about him. She falsely accused Joseph, and he was put in prison. Another bad break. He was in Egypt for 13 years, a dry season. I'm sure thoughts whispered, it's never going to happen now, Joseph. Come on, God's forgotten about you. Look at how long it's been. Joseph went through a drought. He went through excessive rain, trouble, betrayal, rejection, lonely nights. But those two things are the perfect conditions for a super bloom. Deep down, he knew that God was up to something. One morning, the Pharaoh had a dream that he didn't understand. The butler told the Pharaoh that Joseph could interpret dreams. The scripture says they sent word for Joseph to come quickly to the palace. Joseph woke up that morning in prison, thinking it was another ordinary day, but suddenly he was headed to the palace. You may be in a dry season, but God can quickly turn things around. Thoughts will tell you, take years to get out of this mess, years to get out of debt, years to get healthy again, years to meet the right person. No, one touch of God's favor, one good break, one phone call, one divine connection, and suddenly things change. When Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dream, he was so impressed, he made Joseph the prime minister, second in command of all of Egypt. He went from a slave to one of the most powerful people of that day. Notice how it happened. Joseph had the dream. That seed was in him. Then he went through a dry season, a long drought. Then the excessive rain came, trouble, betrayal. It was unfair, but he just kept being faithful. He didn't understand it, but he kept doing the right thing. Then he came into a super bloom, favor that he had never imagined, influence, honor, resources. And we all go through these dry seasons where it's taken longer than we thought. It feels like God has forgotten about us, but that dry season is all a part of his process. What you can't see is he's working behind the scenes, weeding out things that would stop your harvest, moving the wrong people out, clearing away any debris, weeds, any hindrance. It's getting you prepared for what's coming. The rain, the opposition, the bad break, it wasn't fair. Feels like it's setting you back, but really it's setting you up. That rain is going deep down on the seeds that God planted in your heart. It's watering the dreams, the goals, the prayers, the desires. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but the truth is the conditions are just right for a super bloom. Something unusual, uncommon, it's gonna happen quickly. You didn't see it coming. There was no sign of it, then Pharaoh calls. The medical report improves. Your child gets that scholarship. Your business takes off. You meet the person of your dreams. You may be in a dry season now and things aren't changing. You're dealing with loneliness, a problem at work, struggling in your finances. You could easily live sour and give up on your dreams, think nothing good is in your future. No, God is saying a super bloom is coming. Seeds that you thought were dead are coming back to life. Prayers that your loved one prayed are going to be answered through you. You're about to blossom. You're about to flourish, see new growth, new relationships, greater influence, greater favor. Now keep doing the right thing when it's hard. Like Joseph, keep being good to people that are not good to you. Keep praising in the dry seasons. Keep thanking God, even when there's excessive rain. He sees your faithfulness. He's not just going to bring you out. We'd be grateful if we just got through it, but he's going to make the enemy pay. He's going to bring you out better, increased, promoted, stronger, healthier, happier, at a new level of your destiny. Get this down in your spirit, a super bloom season. Dreams coming to pass, opportunities finding you, good breaks chasing you down, the right people knocking at your door. God's gonna cause you to shine, gonna cause you to stand out from the background to the foreground, from not enough to more than enough, from lonely to fulfilled, from let me make it through this year to who would have ever thought I'd be this blessed, this happy, this fulfilled. See, excessive rain is a sign that excessive blessings are coming. A super dry season is a sign that supernatural favor is on the way. Don't let the rain fool you. Don't let the heartache, the loss, the delays convince you that you've seen your best days. God wouldn't have allowed it if he wasn't going to use it for your good. Not just cause you to bloom, but how about super bloom? That's out of the ordinary. That's abundant. That's overflow. That's something that causes people to stop, to notice. How did you get well when the medical report said you were done? Just tell them, I came into a super bloom. God did what medicine couldn't do. How'd you get out of debt? How can you live in that neighborhood? I saw how you grew up. Yes, the odds were against me, but I had a super bloom, above and beyond favor, the open windows of heaven, blessings that I could not contain. Or how can your children be doing such great things? They used to be off course, running with the wrong crowd. Yes, but we saw a super bloom, the goodness of God lifting them out of that pit, putting their feet on a rock, putting a new song in their heart. I don't believe you'd be hearing this if you weren't on the verge of a super bloom. You are close to seeing God do something you've never seen, catapult you to a new level, opportunity bigger than you've imagined, resources that you never dreamed you would handle, negative situations that look permanent suddenly turning around. Well, Joel, this sounds good, but I don't see how it can happen for me. I haven't had a good break in 27 years. Well, you're way overdue. That's at dry season is one of the conditions. Don't count yourself out. God has already counted you in. He's already scheduled your super bloom. Well, I'd like to believe, but I'm having all kinds of trouble. Man, if it's not one thing, it's another. When it rains, it pours. That's one of the conditions. You're in perfect position for God to show out in your life. The scripture says God has ordered our steps. How do you know God has not ordered you to be there so he can get you in position to do something you've never seen? Not just bring you out, but bring you into a super bloom. Catapult you ahead. Bring dreams to pass that you've given up on. Why don't you be a believer and not a doubter? Doubters are a dime a dozen. It's easy to say, this is not for me. God is looking for people who will dare say, yes, I'm in a dry season. Yes, I have excessive rain, but I know this is not how my story ends. A super bloom is coming. God, show out in my life. Surprise me with your favor. You look back at all the bad breaks in Joseph's life and you realize they had to happen. It was all a part of God's plan to get him into leadership in a foreign country. His brothers had to be jealous. They had to throw him into a pit. He had to go through that dry season, the lonely nights. He had to have all the rain. Potiphar's wife had to falsely accuse him. He had to be put in prison. It was all leading him to his purpose. What am I saying? Don't fight everything you don't like. Don't live bitter over the people that did you wrong, the door that closed, the company that pushed you out. May not have been fair. Yes, it was painful, but God wouldn't have allowed it if it was going to stop your purpose. There are things that we're not going to understand all along the way. You have to trust that God knows what he's doing, that he's working out his plan for your life. His plan is bigger. His plan is greater. But there are levels you can't reach without going through a dry season or without opposition and things that are unfair. That's all leading you to a super bloom, to greatness, to promotion, to influence, things better than you've imagined. And I'm not saying to accept the trouble and accept the sickness and live in mediocrity. I'm saying stay in peace. Live from a place of rest. You can't make everyone like you. You can't make everything go your way. That's going to frustrate you. And some of the things that we're trying to pray away is the hand of God. Joseph could have prayed, God, change my brothers. Cause them to not be jealous. Cause them to like me. He would have missed his destiny. They had to be jealous. They had to throw him into the pit to get him to Egypt. He could have prayed, God, don't let them believe this lady that's lying about me. God, vindicate me. She had to lie. She had to falsely accuse him so he could get in prison to meet the butler and interpret his dream so the butler could tell Pharaoh about Joseph. The dry season, the trouble was all a part of God's plan. The scripture says nothing can snatch you out of God's hands. The longer I live, the more peaceful I am, the more joyful I am. And the truth is, the more opposition I have, the more rain comes. As God promotes you, there's bigger adversaries. But I stay in peace knowing that it's leading to a super bloom. God's plans for you are for good. The scripture says you will live a flourishing life, but on the way to the good, there's going to be some bad, some trouble, some delays, things we don't understand. You'll save yourself a lot of heartache if you'll learn to trust him in the trouble, to stay in peace in the dry seasons, to not be frustrated by the jealous people, the betrayals, the situations that are not fair. All those things are leading you to favor, to influence, to resources that you would have never seen without them happening. After Joseph became the prime minister, his brothers came to the palace looking for food. And of course, they were shocked when they realized it was Joseph. He said to them in Genesis 50, "What you meant for harm, God intended for good." He was saying, "You meant it to stop me, but God was using you like a pawn to get me in position so I could see my dream come to pass." If Joseph were here today, he would tell you, stay in peace. Don't fight the trouble. Don't get discouraged in the dry seasons. God knows what he's doing. When it's your time, all the forces of darkness cannot stop what God has ordained for you. The promotion, the vindication, the honor, the breakthroughs. You may be in a dry season, but that's not where you're staying. You may have trouble all around, excessive rain. That's not the end of the story. Those are the perfect conditions for a super bloom. God's setting you up to do something you've never seen. Now, instead of complaining about the rain, being discouraged over the dry season, try a different approach. God, I trust you. I know this rain is for a purpose. I know this dry season is leading me to a super bloom. Lord, I thank you that the best part of my life is still in front of me. If you'll do this, I believe and declare, like Joseph, you're gonna see some suddenlies. God suddenly opened doors, suddenly promotes you, suddenly turn things around. You're about to blossom, to go to new levels, to accomplish dreams bigger than you thought, to reach the fullness of your destiny. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, if you can stick with me, Lord, I thank you for what we've heard today. Lord, I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood. And Lord, we just receive it into our spirit. We let it take root, Lord, a super bloom season. Lord, we're going to trust you in the difficult time, in the dry seasons, in the droughts. And Lord, I just thank you, even today, faith is rising up, that we know in a new way that you're in control, that we're going out of here and going through the week, Lord, trusting you, staying in peace, staying at rest, knowing that nothing can snatch us out of your hands, that your plans for us are for good. And Lord, I ask that you bless your people this week as they go about work and their children at school, protect them, watch after them. I thank you that your angels are keeping them from dashing their foot, Lord, and just causing them to succeed, to have a blessed week, in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've gone cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. I have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be others. Anybody else take a step of faith? A new beginning. Watching, listening, anybody else up top? Still time for you. Don't be left out. Your heart's beating fast. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this after me, if you would, please? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, remain standing just one moment, if you don't mind. Let me tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that this is going to be a priority. Come into church, either in person, online, on the radio, however you do it, for the next year. I'll make a promise, before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become everything God's created you to be. And I know I said it earlier, but you know you're busy during the week. Sunday morning's a free time, but there's a blessing on your life when you take time to put God first, to get in a community of faith. That's how you're going to grow. You can't give God something without Him giving you more back in return. You give God your time, He'll help the new week to go better. So I hope you'll come back. Hey, after service here in person, we have a room right over here. It's called our New Beginnings Room. There's staff there. Anything you need, prayer, information, just somebody to talk to. Online, you can take the New Beginnings class. There's classes for marriages after service, for women, a lot of different things that you can do in person and online. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, April 30th, 2023, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Amen. Well, we love you. I'm going to speak a blessing. Lord, I thank you until we meet again that the Lord will bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and watch over you. And may the Lord give you His peace and give you an awesome week in Jesus' name. God bless you. Love you very much. See you back real soon.
What a powerful message we just heard. I could not take enough notes on it. You are in a super bloom season. I don't know about you, but are you encouraged and challenged to go out of your week? I know I am. What an amazing message. Well, we just want to give a special welcome to our Sirius XM radio listeners right now. We are so glad you're here. Know that we're praying for you. We have teams that pray for you every single day. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. That way you get new content. Every time we put out something new, you can get updates on that. There's good stuff out there. So I just want to encourage you, if you have not done that yet and would like to, we would love for you to do that. Also, if you were listening to the message like I was and you had things stirring in your heart the same way I did, let us know in the chats. Tell us what stuck out to you the most from that service. Also, if you are someone who's listening to me and you, when Joel at the end talked about giving our life to Christ or rededicating our lives, and you were like, yes, I want to do that. I need that in my life. I'm in a drought. Then I just want to encourage you to go ahead and type new in the chats. And that way we know that you were someone who raised your hand, or in your heart, you just made that decision to go after and follow the ways of God and follow Him and learn His ways. And it's like we said earlier with the water baptisms, remember, they're next Saturday. You know, Jesus called us to be disciples and then to baptize one another. Disciples just mean that you're following God and you're learning from Him. And once you've made that step, and if you did today, then the natural cycle is to become baptized. And we'd love for you to be a part of that. You can register online. There's still room. Yes, we have about 1,200, but there is room for you. Our Pastor Joel may be a little shriveled when it's over, but it's an amazing event, and it's one of my favorite times, and we would love to celebrate that life-changing experience with you. Okay, recap the message. I'm curious to see what you all most stood out about. But I don't know about you, but to me, when Joel was saying that you, in order to have the super bloom, you have to go through drought and excessive rain. And I don't know about you, but how many of you are experiencing a season of drought right now? Or it's like the rain just won't go away. It just keeps coming and pounding. Well, what an encouraging thought that Joel had mentioned that our prayers are seeds that are in the ground. And you think, well, I'm not someone who's prayed a whole lot in my life. No, but if you're listening to us today, then what I believe is someone in your line, in your genealogy, your mother, your grandmother, your father, your grandfather, somebody maybe five generations down the line, somebody has prayed prayers for you. And those seeds are in the ground that will become a super bloom for you in this season. So we got to believe that. I believe it. I know that I had a sweet intern, and part of her brand of a clothing company she started was that she was a product of my grandmother's prayers. The things that are being produced in her life in this super blue season came in part by seeds put in the ground by her grandmother. Amen. So I just want to encourage you all that it was an amazing message today. And again, walk out of here encouraged that God loves you, that He's for you. Again, we would love to continue praying for you this week. So just keep filling up the chats with things that are on your heart or things that you would like for us to pray for you about. And we will stand in agreement with you on that. You know, the last thing, and we'll close out, but the Bible says that we are called to be salt and light in the earth. And recently at our Kingdom Conference, I heard Dr. Tony Evans say that we are not to be salt in the shakers, that we are to be salt in the earth. So I want to encourage you, if you're someone who knows that God's given you something on the inside, that you're ready for that super bloom to come forth, then don't just stay in the shaker. Get out there and spread yourself around. Be the light to the world. It is a dark place, and we need all of the lights. We need to have the super blooms on display so that the people of the world can see you. All of us have a sphere of influence, whether you are a stay-at-home mom or you work at a grocery store or whatever you do in your job, everybody has a sphere of influence, and we just want to challenge you this week that be in that mode of super bloom. Trust God that it's coming. Trust God that every time we feel that rain hit us or that drought season, we just know, God, this is for a purpose, and I am ready, God, just to ready for my super bloom. Be expectant of that. Amen. Well, again, we just love you all here, and we want to encourage you, come back next week. Bring somebody if you're in the area. We'd love to have you. There's nothing like being in the presence of God in this room. We're known for our worship, and as you can see online, but it's a whole new level when you can be in the room. So if you're local in the area, we'd love to see you, or we have a lot of people fly in just to come to Lakewood. We'd love to squeeze your neck. But we love you. We pray for you every day. We just hope that this new week is blessed and encouraged because you took the time to join us today. I think that's all I have. Remember that next week's baptism, if you want to sign up to that, but we look forward to seeing you again here. Thank you.